Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast with news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary. Here he is, Jeff Duncan.
Good morning. Welcome into the Thursday Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Hope your Thursday morning is going well so far. Big honor for a Century High School Athletic Director. Steven Anderson, the Century High School Athletic Director, has been named the AD of the Year by the Idaho Association of Health, Physical Education, Recreation, and Dance. Anderson, now in his fifth year as AD for the D-backs, will be honored October 4th in Boise at the 2012 IAHPERD Conference. You can read the rest of that article at the Idaho State Journal. From the Magic Valley Times News, Murtaugh and Hansen are in preliminary discussions about a football co-op. Now, don't worry, these two long rivals have no intentions to do a co-op beginning next year or anything like that, but the discussion was broached yesterday at the Hansen School Board meeting. You can read the rest of that article, like I said, in the Magic Valley Times News. Speaking of the Times News, a real good article by Ryan Howe about the Declo football team this year, and how it kind of mirrors a team from 2009 that started 11-0 and then lost in the 2A state championship game. Good read by Ryan Howe of the Magic Valley Times News. Switching gears temporarily to baseball, senior outfielder and pitcher Mason Smith became the first Idahoan to make USA Baseball's 18 and under 2012 national team trials. The right-hander, who has committed to Utah, was one of the first eight players chosen for the team, which was announced live on USABaseball.com last Friday. Mason Smith plays for Rocky Mountain. Boys soccer scores from the Treasure Valley. It's Middleton shutting out Bishop Kelly 1-0. Skyview 2, Nampa 1. In girls soccer, Bora took care of Capital 4-1. Rocky Mountain shut out Centennial 4-0. It was Mountain View and Timberline playing to a 1-1 tie. Meridian 3, Valley View 0. Eagle shut out Boise 2-0. Going back to football, still time to get your gridiron game picks in for this week's game. No game Thursday night, which is tonight, but we do have a full schedule of games tomorrow night, so get those gridiron game picks in, and you too can pick against the so-called experts from IdahoSports.com. Let's take a peek at those games we have on the docket for tomorrow night. Good schedule of games right here at IdahoSports.com. We will be at the Boise at Rocky Mountain game, Burley versus Canyon Ridge, Capital taking on Timberline, Glens Ferry at Oakley, Meridian versus Eagle, Minico at Idaho Falls, Parma versus Fruitland, Shelley is at Jerome, Skyline playing Twin Falls, and wrapping up the night, it's Valley View at Centennial, so a real good schedule of games. And you can only watch those games right here at IdahoSports.com. Don't forget the Friday Night Flash Overtime Show tomorrow night, 10:30 p.m. with yours truly and Paul Kingsbury. This show is a lot of fun to do, and we are getting more and more listeners every week. We love your comments on the show. Thank you. Keep those coming in. It's been a lot of fun to do, and we hope you enjoy it. Nobody wraps up the night in football like IdahoSports.com does. We have a couple of poll questions on our Facebook page. It's Facebook.com/IdahoSports. First question is, can Coeur d'Alene bounce back and beat Highland this week? Highland, of course, the number three team in the 5A level. Coeur d'Alene comes in at number two after getting thrashed by Skyline last week. The other poll question is, who should be the new number one team at the 2A level? Grangeville got taken down by McCall, so who should be number one? Is it Firth? Is it Declo? Is it Salmon? Give us your votes. Go to Facebook.com/IdahoSports. That'll do it for the podcast for a Thursday. Hope you enjoyed it. Tune in tomorrow morning. This podcast is posted by 11 a.m. every weekday morning. Have a great Thursday.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. But don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast, guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow, right here on IdahoSports.com.